Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by BlackRock Health, providing patients with world-class clinical care and comfort, enabling swifter recoveries.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, my next guest this morning set up a small business making luxury gloves back in 2008, just as the world's economy went into recession. Since then, some of the famous faces to have worn her gloves include Lady Gaga, Madonna and Kendall Jenner. Paula Rowan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miriam. Thanks for having me on.
Congrats on all your success. So listen, take me back, Paula, to where it began for you, because I think your family was involved in leather goods before you took over the business. Is that right?
It is. I had worked with my brother for quite some time. He had had a leather goods store. And in 2006, I had the opportunity to buy this business, which was actually a franchise at the time. But under the franchise agreement, I was allowed to sell gloves, which I did for one or two seasons. And they worked really well. But what I found was when I went back to reorder, the quality wasn't the same. The ranges weren't as interesting. So really out of necessity, I started to work on designing my own range of gloves, going to Italy, trying to find factories who would produce for me. So as I say, it was out of necessity that this all began. And I really had no idea back in 2008, when I first launched the brand, what was happening today. What is happening today would happen.
And is it right, Paula, that the day you launched your first range of gloves was the day Lehman Brothers collapsed? Is that right?
Yes, it is. And I remember I was watching on my laptop as people were leaving the Lehman Brothers offices with the content of their desks and their boxes. And I was just thinking, good God, what have I just done? Needless to say, I sold nothing that day, because really that was the day that the recession started. But they also say that to launch a business, to set up a business in a recession, can be a really good time, because rates are cheaper for advertising, for buying new products. So it actually ended up being quite beneficial to me as well. Like, obviously, I took a financial hit with my shop, but that gave me more time to work on design, to work in the branding, to work in the marketing. And what I found, which for me was very interesting, when I first launched this brand, I was making gloves for my own or designing gloves for my own shop. I had no idea, as I said earlier, what has happened today would happen. But it really, as I say, gave me, because it was quieter in the shop, I had more time to really research what I was trying to do, to take my time, so to speak. And literally instantly, there was a reaction from the media, which has really helped to build and strengthen my brand.
And why gloves? I mean, what sparked your interest in gloves? Why this particular area of fashion? And, you know, I suppose, did it seem like it was quite high risk at the time you were launching, given that the world was heading into a recession?
Well, if I'm honest with you, I didn't even think about the risk. I was selling gloves. They were selling well. As I say, I couldn't get what I wanted. I was always interested in hands. We do so much with them. We communicate with our hands. We touch with our hands. We build bridges with a handshake. So I felt nobody was doing anything really interesting with gloves. And when you think about hats, you think about Philip Tracy. Mm. When you think about shoes, you think about Jimmy Choo. There was nobody, in my opinion, doing anything really interesting with gloves. And I felt to create a range of expressive gloves could be, it's not even that I didn't have a business plan, if I'm honest with you. I just literally couldn't get what I wanted. So as I say, out of necessity, I created my own. But now within the collection, what started off as five different designs has grown over the years. So I have about 180 different designs in up to 50 different colors for both men and women. So there really is something for everyone. My price points range from €85 up to €5,500. So as I say, there literally is something for everyone, be it a customer who's looking for something or a stylist or a photographer. And I think really that's why I've benefited from so much international exposure from celebrities and in magazines.
How did that come about? I mean, even for instance, Lady Gaga's world tour last year with your gloves. How did that come about, Paula?
Well, it kind of goes back actually to 2016. There was a stylist in the UK called Katie England. She was the former creative director for Alexander McQueen. And they say McQueen did not make a decision without consulting Katie.
Okay.
So she is a stylist. She works with very big brands. And I got a request from her for gloves. That was in 2016. And they appeared in a magazine called Another. And then a few months later, she called in gloves for Vogue. And then subsequently, there was a huge shoot in Italian Vogue called The Spirits Within, which was with the photographer Tim Walker, again, a very famous photographer. And this ended up in the V&A in London. So for a small brand like mine, I was being paired with Chanel, with Gucci, with Prada. So all of a sudden, I was getting this international recognition. And when you think of Vogue, it's really, it's an institution for fashion. It's an institution for design. And all of a sudden, I'm, I suppose, being taken very seriously. So on the back of Katie England using the gloves for her shoot, all these other different photographers and stylists globally were calling in my gloves. And because I was, and I suppose I still am, a small brand, I had a limited budget for advertising, for PR. So I had to use the assets that I have as, I suppose, as cleverly as I could. And by having these like amazing, amazing shoots, and they're so sophisticated, they're witty, they create a conversation, which is so important in this day and age when, with the rise of social media, there's so much content out there that I'm getting basically the creme de la creme. So as I say, this is what I used to create the brand. And then on the back of Katie England, other stylists were calling them in, other celebrities were using them. And then during the pandemic, which obviously was another period which was very difficult financially for the shop, but it also, again, gave me time. I didn't focus on other products. I kept my eye on the ball. I kept my eye on the design and then and on the marketing. And then all of a sudden, one day, I received an email from a costume buyer for an Italian costume buyer who said she'd been following me on social media. She'd seen my gloves in Vogue. And would I be interested in designing a range of gloves for the movie House of Gucci? So that's essentially how that came about. So that just shows me the power of social media, the power of the internet, of how your name can get out there so much more easily. After doing House of Gucci, which obviously was a huge compliment because they didn't use Italian gloves, they used an Irish designer, even though it was about Gucci, about the brand and the family. They were using an Irish designer, which, as I say, was incredible for me. And that, I suppose, introduced me to Lady Gaga's personal team of stylists. So then when she was doing her Chromatica World Tour last year, I got another email, another call, just asking would I be interested in doing gloves for her world tour, which I did. And I believe I was the only glove designer that was used for the concerts. So that was, again, a huge compliment.
Which is amazing, really, Paula's success. I mean, when you launched in 2008 on the day that Lehman Brothers collapsed, I mean, and I like everyone starting a business, you had struggles. You're the youngest of six, I know. You've never taken anything for granted. But it must be sweet now when you see someone like Lady Gaga wear your gloves.
Oh, of course it is. And it's like, again, you get this... You do get a high and you do get excited when you see this. How can you not? But I still have to kind of, like, the reality of it is I still have a shop to run. I still have a business to run. I still have bills to pay. So I'd still be very grounded about everything. I'm working on some very exciting projects at the moment. I'm working on another Celebrities World Tour. And I've just finished Gloves for a Movie last week. So these things are, they're constantly in the pipeline. So I suppose that's why I don't lose my focus.
Well, look, congratulations, Paula, on all your success. And I hope you go from strength to strength even now. And thanks very much for chatting to me this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Miriam.
Yeah, mind yourself. We'll take a break.
Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.